The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has slammed the U.S. for its failure to abide by its commitments stipulated in the nuclear agreement. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says that Washington once again proved to be untrustworthy, given its violations of the JCPOA. The leader added that Washington's recent actions revealed that none of the U.S. administrations are reliable, and one should not act promptly upon the promises. He then thanked President Rouhani and his negotiating team for their arduous efforts during the talks with the P5+1. Ayatollah Khamenei advised government officials to solve the country's economic problems through a precise implementation of the principles of the resistance economy. The leader made the remarks during a meeting with President Hassan Rouhani and his cabinet members on the occasion of Government Week. Ken O'Keefe is a peace activist and former U.S. Marine who joins us from Antigua to share with us his thoughts. So, Ken O'Keefe, when Iran's leader speaks about how the U.S. is untrustworthy, citing the JCPOA, you would think that the U.S. would be more accommodating when it came to this whole JCPOA, given the efforts that they have put in it. So are we to conclude that the U.S. was insincere in implementing this?
Well, the Supreme Leader has been perfectly spot on throughout this entire process and before. I mean, the history of the United States and its lack of honor and integrity and criminal behavior is so absolutely 100% self-evident to all of us who are paying attention that there really was never any reason to believe that the United States would honor the agreement. In fact, I would argue that the only way that the United States will fulfill its obligations with Iran would be if the government of Iran would somehow collude and effectively sell its soul to the devil, as it were, in order to accommodate the wishes of the United States. And the wishes of the United States is not for a sovereign Iran that is allowed to conduct its affairs with self-determination unhindered by outside forces. The United States would like to install or facilitate a puppet government, like the puppet governments of, say, Saudi Arabia or Qatar or other Gulf states, governments that commit gross and heinous crimes against humanity and human rights crimes and war crimes consistently. We see what Saudi Arabia is doing in Yemen now for a year and a half, hardly a whisper from the West, but it's perfectly okay to not only sell $60+ billion worth of weapons to Saudi Arabia, this Wahhabi nation that likes to cut people's heads off and fund terrorists around the world. That's perfectly okay because it's in line with the policy agenda of the United States. Now, if Iran's government would be willing to play a similar role to Saudi Arabia and be a puppet state and facilitate these imperial ventures, then I'm sure Iran will derive some benefit. But you will have to sell your sovereignty down the river in order to achieve that. That's the nature of dealing with the United States. If you do not fit in line with their imperial agenda, you will not get anything of benefit. And in fact, if you exercise any honor and integrity and real self-determination, you will become a target. Iran knows this very well, and the Supreme Leader has been spot on throughout this entire process and before. I don't know why anybody would believe anything the United States says, because its actions have clearly proven time and time again that they have no honor, no integrity, and no interest in the benefits of the people around the world, not even the benefits of their own people. So why anybody would believe them, I just don't know.
So if I were to ask you about the incoming U.S. administration, whoever's going to be at the helm there, I'm guessing that it's going to be, the tempo is going to go up a bit here in terms of the lack of trust that's going to be created, because both have not shown any kindness when it has come to Iran in the bigger picture.
No, we know that Hillary Clinton, that famous interview with James Baker in which they're talking about hitting Iran, effectively kicking off a third world war because of Iran's farcical and mythical nuclear weapons program. We remember Hillary Clinton cackling like a psychopath, a clinical psychopath. We also have Donald Trump, who is on record. He's publicly supported Netanyahu, says he's a great guy. Trump has been funded and financed by Jewish supremacists throughout his career. He has the favor of these Jewish supremacists. He has gone to AIPAC and done his fealty and bowed before the AIPAC god that is all-powerful in America. I don't see any reason to believe that Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, both of which shouldn't even be allowed to run for president. One is a clinical psychopath. The other one is an egomaniac on steroids who doesn't care about anything other than himself, quite frankly. So I don't see any reason to believe the relationship will improve and that the honor and integrity of the United States will be asserted in any way.
Thank you for that. Ken O'Keefe, peace activist and former U.S. Marine, talking to us from Antigua.